Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us on the air in the chat room. Listen, head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots you can do there. A couple things I'd like you to do. One is sign up for the weekly email blast. Really simple. There's a thing on the right-hand side at the top of the website. And just give me your email address. If you don't like it, you can stop it anytime you want to. If you prefer the text alerts, then simply just text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And then, you know, there's also a donation button there. Feel a little generous. Understand that Facebook and others have squelched us from some decent revenue. And you know what? We just got to do what we got to do to keep us up and alive and moving forward. So, again, I really, really, really appreciate the time that you, not just give us monetarily, but, you know, any time you give to us, let your friends know about us and that kind of thing. So, some of the exciting stuff of the day, which I thought this was really, 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 really great. So, sources allege that Hunter Biden's email corroborates messages that appear to outline a deal involving the ex-VP, Joey B. Right? And really what's funny about this, now how many times has a story come out about the president just before a major thing was supposed to happen or, you know, back-to-back when they lost the impeachment and then, I don't know, some woman came forward and said the President Trump may have raped her and then. It just never gives up, right? The Ukrainian issue, all this stuff. And now this comes out. We have a hard drive. We can see the emails. And Chris Wallace, the surrogate for Joey B., comes out and feels that he is suspicious, not only of the timing of this release, but also whether or not this is real information. Wasn't his father the one that came out and broke a story on George W. Bush that wasn't corroborated at all, wasn't fact-checked and come to find out to be totally false? Right? I mean, come on, give us some thought. And then Chris comes forward and says, well, you know, I don't know about these things because it's the timing and we've not been able to verify everything. Well, great, but you don't take that kind of caution with Donald Trump, do you? You don't take that kind of caution with President Trump at all. This is why it's called fake news. This is why guys like Chris Wallace are done. No respect whatsoever for this guy. You know, and at one time I was told, and you kind of got the feeling, that he was a straight news kind of guy. So when you have all this evidence, you see this thing coming down the pike. And what about the question of the fact that the FBI have been sitting on this for almost a year now? They had been sitting on this to the point where they could have put it out there before the whole impeachment process, which would have proved the point that, you know, again, that it wasn't Trump, it was the Bidens, it was the Democrats. But no, we can't have that. Guys like Wallace. I mean, we think that Facebook and Twitter is the problem for us. Now they've got their own problems to deal with. But guys like Wallace are also the same thing. Large audience on a network that many conservatives trust, or still trust a bit anyway. And Wallace is on there. not being honest about this. This is journalism. They report on things that come to light. There's a way to say this is such a fact. Now, none of this has been corroborated. None of this has been proven. The FBI won't respond. But it appears, based on information we're getting. All right, a story about equality. The DOJ scheduled its first execution of a woman, a federal inmate, in 60 years. Think about that one. Lisa Montgomery was found guilty in 2007 of federal kidnapping, resulting in a death in connection with the premeditated murder kidnap scheme. So they had every intention of killing this person to begin with. And she, if you got kids in the car, put your fingers in their ears. The woman was convicted of strangling a pregnant woman, cutting her body open, and kidnapping her baby. She's scheduled to be executed in December. Now, she was found guilty, right? And people are skittish about putting a woman to death. Now, I guess equality only works, equality only works if it's, I guess, not going to put a woman to death. I guess if it's only going to help the woman in her career or other places like that. Right? I mean, the conviction has been appealed, and then it was, you know, it was held by the court, by the Justice Department. So you keep looking at this, and it's really funny, some of the arguments, some of the things that they're talking about, in the sense that because she's a woman, you can't put her to death. Because she's a woman, there's certain things you kind of have to allow to slide. Isn't it kind of the same thing with Harris and others? If we don't agree with them, or we get on the case and we get tough on them, it's because she's a woman? No, it's because she's a candidate for VP, who could very likely, who probably will be, the president. No question about it. So I know this is going to tee off some of you listening, but if you're going to step into the arena, the big boys arena, then make sure you act like a big boy. Make sure you have the skin. Joe Mancini, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I want you involved, I want you engaged, I want you part of, and you do have to be part of. That's really where we're going to make a difference, you know. You got to get involved again, and not the Facebook keyboard, please. Don't tell me how you're on Facebook and you're fighting a good fight. You know, okay, great, you're doing something, I get it. But who have you turned on Facebook? Who have you actually got to change the way of thinking, change the way they fight, or actually totally engaged in the process? I don't think many. At least I haven't seen that happen. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? I love this guy. I have him on with me now at least every week or every other week. Dr. Cordy Williams is a highly decorated Marine with two Navy and Marine Corps Achievement Medals. He founded the 1776 Forever Free, and he's on a crusade across the country, you know, to really bring the message home that we need to fight. We need to do something. We need to make a difference. And you're not going to do it unless you engage. So, Dr. Williams, how are you doing?
Well, Mr. Joey, the brother from a different mother, it's an honor, as always, to be on the phone, especially with a beautiful Italian man. That's always a pleasure. And anybody with an East Coast accent, guys,
there
like
you go.
They're family. They're family, for
there
sure.
There you go. But you're in the heart of it right now. I mean, you're sitting in there. God bless you.
In DC, you're in the swamp. LA.
You know.
Well, yeah, I was going to say besides LA, I don't know another portage on that I could possibly be at besides DC.
So what's the now you've been there for at least longer than an hour, but what's the general sense there? How are you feeling about DC and the energy? Is there any energy there for Trump or for Biden? I'm sure they're painting Biden love signs all over the streets there, right?
Yeah, so there's a BLM. There's literally BLM signs everywhere. National Geographic signs with VLM stuff, and it's literally there's BLM signs with a National Geographic it takes up, it's a mural, it takes up the whole side of a building, and there's BLM crap
wow.
everywhere
wow.
And the only, you know, the only, like, I guess, you know, I'm walking up to the Trump International right now. You know, real America. And it's so draconian, Joe. Like, anywhere else you go in D.C., you have to wear a facial diaper, or the polite way of saying a facial prophylactic. If you watch my videos on my Instagram, you can see, you know, the real thing that I call it. But I'm not going to be lewd on your show.
Thank you.
And it's no problem. But it's fascinating. You go anywhere else, they don't really hassle you on it. You go in the Trump International, they're sending secret people, Joe, to take pictures of people not masking so that they can screw them over, so that they can mess Trump over, so that they can shut down, so that they can shut down the hotel, right?
Wow.
So even the manager came up and said, he said, hey, doc, I know you got a medical exemption, but you're going to have to wear a mask in here because our draconian, liberal, sleepy Joe hair-sniffing mayor... And he didn't say all that, but he said about 50% of that, and then I filled in the blanks for him, is, you know, mandating that we do this, or they could shut us down. And that's what we're dealing with, man.
Yeah, just, and especially him. They're especially going up to Trump Towers, I'm sure, because they'll do anything they can do to shut him down and say, look, he doesn't care. He doesn't want to follow the rules. It's just amazing to me. So... let's talk about what you got coming up this weekend. Okay, so Saturday is your, I'm calling it like your culmination rally. I'm sure it won't be your last, but it's kind of rolling up. You've been crisscrossing the country. You got some great speakers. First of all, where is it going to be on Saturday?
Well, tomorrow at 12 o'clock, as they say in the Marine Corps, we're going to rendezvous at Falcon X-Ray. No, I'm joking. We're going to rendezvous. At 12 o'clock at the National Monument, a.k.a. the Washington Monument, the big pencil in the sky. And we're going to meet. We're going to do a march down 17th across the Hornet's Nest, which is 8th Street, which has been dedicated to the Black Lives Matter draconian, anti-American, Marxist, communist group. And then we'll go through the Hornet's Nest, make our way onto 17th, and back around to the Ellipse, where we have an 8x8 foot stage set up, where we'll have Joy Villa, the frontline doctors, Dr. Simone Gold, you know, a host of others, Young Pharaoh, myself, Crystal Tini, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be a really good time. We got people, literally, I have families flying from as far as California to be here.
Wow.
So I'm really excited about it.
No, I'm so happy and glad. You know, I was going to try to make it there with you. I won't even tell you the fiasco in trying to get there. Okay? I mean, just...
That's okay. Sorry.
No, no, but just to, because of what's going on in California, how hard it was to make certain things happen.
Yeah.
You know? And
no, I get it, my man. And
they're behind
no,
here.
You're such a great supporter to us, bro. You don't have to worry about it.
No, no, but I guess my biggest point is, you know, California says that they do so many things right. They got it together. You know, they've raised our DMV rate so that DMV can run more efficiently and better, and yet it's still taking them 6 weeks to get your license to you. Okay, this is how efficient that these people are running at this particular point in time. So, tell me about what, you know, security you have set up. Obviously, I don't want details, but I would imagine you're in D.C. It's pro-American. I would imagine it's not going to go off without. I mean, that you haven't been threatened, or it's going to go off without a hitch.
Yeah, it's going to go off without a hitch because, you know, I always come packing, Joe. And what I'm packing with is three Marine Special Operations capable guys. I've got two Secret Service agents, former Secret Service. I've got a Navy SEAL. So we're stacked. So it's going to be a family-friendly event. It's going to be great. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be pro-American and pro-freedom and pro-Constitution. And we're going to have a great time. And we're going to really start to shift the confused minds that are buying into the socialist Marxist crap.
No, I agree with you. And a lot of people are worried about what's going on out there. But, you know, I'm hearing reports about what you're doing. I see what's happening out there. And you're changing hearts. And look, I tell people all the time, you don't have to change 10 or 15 or 20,000 hearts at a clip. You know, these people will reach out to other people once they've been enlightened. Once they get woke up, you'll be able to they'll be able to get their message out to more people. Gotta go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You're listening to The Real Side. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Federal ICE agents have started cracking down on sanctuary cities.
The results of a new Immigration and Customs Enforcement operation targeting sanctuary cities were announced Friday. 176 people were taken into custody by ICE agents in Philadelphia, Denver, New York, Washington, Baltimore, and Seattle. Chad Wolf is acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security and says Operation Rise is proof positive that we will never back down from enforcing the rule of law with or without the cooperation of local political leaders. Of the 176, about 140 have criminal records or pending charges, including a 33-year-old Brazilian citizen in Philly whose rap sheet includes aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of crime, terroristic threats, and reckless endangerment. In September, Philadelphia police ignored a detainer request and released him back into the community. He's now in ICE custody, where he'll remain pending removal proceedings. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
How lucky can one guy be?
We are back.
I kissed her and she kissed me.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, as I said. Or just head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on there. But I really want to bring it back on again because he's doing such a great job out there. Dr. Cordy Williams is out there. And, he's been crisscrossing the country for the last few months, holding rallies and letting you know, really, you have a voice. You have a way to fix things. But we have to be like they are. We have to be consistent. We have to be constantly in their face, okay? And I'm not saying you have to be throwing punches. That's not what I mean at all. But they can't handle constant, open, truthful conversation. They can't take it. Anyway, Dr. Williams, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your sacrifice, man.
I appreciate you, Joe. You're awesome. You know, it's funny, right? When we think about sleepy, creepy Uncle Joe, and we think about what the left is doing, it's fascinating because I go back to what Scott Baio said to me on a Recall Gavin town hall this week, and he just shared how, he shared how he's talking to these Hollywood elites off air and off camera, and he's asking them critical questions about patriotism. And he's just asking them about where they want America to be in 10, 15, 20 years. And all the boxes they're checking when he gets done with those 10 questions, he has to point out to them, hey, that's a Republican platform. And at the end of that, once he says that, they're mortified that he just called them a Republican, when in fact that the values they have are conservative-based. It's fascinating stuff, man. You can't make it up.
Oh, no question about it. And they don't realize what they stand for. You know, what they're talking about, they think that the Democrats stand for that. I think I've said this before, where I have held the voter registration drives, and Democrats really believe that what they'll tell you they believe, it's Republican. It's not Democrat. They believe the Democrats are against abortion. It's like, my God, where have you been? You've been in a coma? Seriously.
Well, and you know, that's the reason why we're doing this, man. That's why 1776 came about, because we want to break people out of that coma. We want to get people to start to think about that, Joe, this can't just be you and me, right? It can't just be those 100 people out there, those 100,000 people out there that are sharing, liking Facebook posts and videos and getting out there and doing stuff in their local community. It has to be everybody that voted for Donald Trump, everybody that wants freedom out there, everybody that wants red, white, and blue. They got to mobilize, because it's the fourth quarter. And like I've said on your show before, handing out jock straps and Gatorade, that was great for a while, but now you got to start throwing touchdown passes. Otherwise, all the BLM graffiti that I'm seeing around D.C., all the BS I'm seeing around D.C., the streets are closed down. It looks like a third world country, right? The only way that narrative is going to shift, it's either going to shift or that's going to be what the United States looks like 10 years from now.
Look, if I'm sure you agree with me. If Biden and crew gets in, I mean, that's what you're going to see in every major city in the country. You're not going to see law and order. You're going to see lawlessness, because people should be allowed. It's funny how they believe that you can have freedom of speech as long as it's painting BLM on the streets. But, I mean, my God, if you want to stop and do a worship thing, where was it, in Colorado and Tennessee and other places, now you're breaking a law. You should be dragged in, you know, because you're spreading. Apparently, corona only spreads when you're doing worship music and not when you're, not when you're having a riot. I don't know. These guys make me nuts.
Well, getting a permit in D.C. is like getting a really bad proctology exam.
Oh,
okay.
Thank
like
you
trying
that.
To get a really bad one. Okay. So, and sorry about that visual for our viewers out there, but that's the only way to really describe it. And so, you're an American, you're a taxpayer, you're an entrepreneur like me, you do this freedom rally, you file 5 different permits, you know, if you wipe your booty the wrong way, you gotta have a permit for it. But then there's these anarchists that aren't doing anything for America, they're anti-America, and they're not calling anybody, they're not getting any permits. And now we're dedicating an alleyway to them because of the mayor. And the levels of hypocrisy that are going on right now on multiple levels, where people are being censored, like Kayleigh McEnany, and you have that Savannah Guthridge, who's basically, I mean, Joe, I never would have thought in my lifetime that somebody would disrespect the president the way the left disrespects the office to the degree that they have the last 4 years. It's disgusting.
Oh, can you imagine now, Nancy Pelosi, I think they're coming up on a year that they haven't spoken, she hasn't spoken to the president about anything. And can you imagine if Paul Ryan had done that with Obama and said, look, I'm not talking to him. We have nothing in common, nothing to work towards, we're done. Can you imagine what we would take?
It's so sick, man. It's disgusting. I'm telling you.
I don't know how we come together.
How's that possible, man? Like, the whole thing, it seems like a really bad movie. You know, and the only movies, I mean, The Matrix is weird. It was a weird movie. Like, right. I had to watch it 10 times, and I still don't think I totally understand it. But even that movie, what was it called, Vanilla Sky, by Tom Cruise, like, the worst movie in probably history. And, you know, it's like a really bad movie, where you watch, you get the popcorn ready, you're on the couch with your loved one, your cutie bear. And you get done with the movie, and you're like, what was that about? Was that even a real movie? And it's like a bad dream.
Yeah.
And I really feel like that's what the last 6 to 8 months have been like. And it was supposed to only go for 3 weeks, and there's all these casualties of war, like Dr. Russell Saransky was saying on an Instagram Live the other night, 175 people in the Connecticut, New Jersey, New York area are taking their life daily, Joe. And that's just a microcosm of what's really going on around the country.
You're right. And you know, suicide or people who are really having serious thoughts of suicide, depression is up. We got to get the kids back in schools. I mean, back in school. And I think, look at Cody, with everything I'm going through and everything I'm watching what's happening, this is a purposeful way to keep us apart, a purposeful way to pull us apart. You know, I know you've been away for a little bit, but, you know, Governor Nuisance now has decided that when it comes to coming together, like in your neighborhoods and with friends and family, the whole nine yards, the bottom line with it is you can't. you shouldn't. He actually even wants you telling on your neighbors. So if, you know, I live in a cul-de-sac, if I want to get together with a few of my friends or what have you, then I have to track everybody coming together. I have to write down everybody's names. I have to, you know, I'm telling on them, if you would. And if there's more than three families or three houses that get together, then you can't come together. You have to stay up. It's just crazy with the stuff that they're doing.
Yeah, and that's why you just don't comply. And that's what I tell everybody. You just got to stand strong. I'm not doing any of that. I'm not putting a mask on between bites. I'm not masking and donning and putting gloves on, I'm going to do a proctology exam on somebody. Patients come in my office. We're living free, man. This is America. Yep. And that's what I want to challenge your viewers to do. Adolf Newsom, right? I was at the Vietnam Memorial today, and I thought about Adolf Newsom, and I thought about all the lives and the people that are 6 feet under, the souls that are 6 feet under, that idiot is disrespecting. And so what I want to say to your viewers tonight is, don't buy into that. These are mandates. They're not laws. And you have a right and a responsibility as an American for that 1776 Declaration of Independence to stand up and fight back. And it can be in a peaceful way, and it can be done through peaceful resistance. And what that looks like is not doing any of this stuff that idiot governor that's trying to become president in 2024. Everything he's mandating, you need to do the exact opposite. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I encourage everybody to do.
All right. How do people help you? How do they support you, you know, financially and otherwise? Here's your chance.
Well, you can go to 1776foreverfree.com, and we're going to ask for a contribution. And, you know, it's not a contribution to Cordy Williams. It is a contribution to your kids. It's a contribution of what type of future they're going to have. Because you got two choices, guys. You got two really clear choices. You get Sleepy Joe and you get socialism, or you get people like my organization and Charlie Kirk's organization, Candace Owens, and all the different groups that are out there, right? But we're a grassroots, bootstrap organization. And if you just want to go to 1776foreverfree.com, contribute now, $5 a month, that's $60 a year, goes a long way for us helping to secure and change the narrative of the swamp in Washington and get people that are what I call Trump syndrome centric, which are all the entrepreneurs and soccer moms that need to hold political offices locally in their community.
Now, I totally agree with you. Look, keep up the good work. Be safe. I want to have you back on next week. Let's do a wrap-up as to how it went and what the plans for the future are. So be safe tomorrow, Mark.
Hey, Joe, love and appreciate you, my man. Semper Fi.
Talk to you later on. Have a great, great tomorrow.
Thank you, brother. God bless.
Yep. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone?
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood.
We are back.
Them good girls, straight masterpiece.
This is the real side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. So, you know, it's I love guys like Dr. Williams out there spending his own money, his own resources, his own time to make a difference for us. And part of it came to light with him. I don't know if some of you, I didn't want to waste his time telling the story. But really, part of his story is the fact that he was sitting there watching what was happening. And he decided, looking over at his kids, going, I can't let them go through this. I can't let this happen to them. And I think a lot of us feel the same, at least I think we do, a lot of us feel the same way. Right? I mean, we look at our kids, we look at what's going on in our lives, with our families, and you're thinking to yourself, how do I, How do I make a difference? How do I do so? How do I make sure that my kids and my grandchildren don't go through this? Don't have to go through the same crud that we're going through now. But I got good news, bad news. Good news is I totally believe that President Trump's going to win. That's the good news. The bad news, I think we're going to go through 4 more years of what you see happening on the streets. I'm sorry, it's just the reality of the moment. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, because you've got to be part of the solution as well. What I want to go through in the next hour is the loving, the acceptance of the left. I mean, we'll get more detail with this. And I wish I had time with Sonya Schmidt, because it would have been great to do with her. You've got a college professor that's saying that Clarence Thomas is not authentically black, which I don't even know what that means. I really don't. Right? You've got another university professor who says Trump signs American flags traumatize black people. Does he mean all black people? Some on the left, some on the right? I mean, I don't understand. You guys heard of all the garbage that went down when Senator Feinstein decided that she was going to give a hug to Lindsey Graham, who she's known for decades. Right? They're just as much friends as Scalia and Ginsburg were. Right? And then Ice Cube. Remember the rapper? Remember him? They are furious at him because he's working with Trump to fix a situation. So it really goes to show you, I mean, I've been talking about this for a while. Goes to show you the real hate that the left has. I'm going to say for anything good and right and righteous. Remember, these are people ripping down Jesus statues. And I've been saying this for a while on the show where this is a fight. Now, whether you believe it's a spiritual fight or a physical, whatever you believe it is, fine. But this is a fight. This is a true fight because they believe that the tenets of what they believe, the foundation of what they believe is right and true, and they're willing to fight for it. Right? Go down the whole list. A woman's right to choose. That means to have an abortion from the moment of conception to maybe even while it's in the birth canal. And I don't say that lightly. It's true. Some states allow that and it was never what the Supreme Court wanted. Never what they ruled on. Their ruling prohibited that third trimester abortion unless the mom's life was in danger. When the baby is two-thirds of the way out of the birth canal, there is no danger to the mom. You're about there. So what we need, and you know, I'm going to put this on many people, not just the moms. We need good doctors to open their mouths, not willing to do these things. Remember, they're supposed to be protecting life. What do you call something with 10 fingers, 10 toes, 2 legs, 2 arms? What do you call that? Right? These are the things that the Dems are standing for. And they think the rest of the country does, too. You know, when they look at what we have for religious rights, somehow a religious organization, a Christian organization that won't allow gay couples to teach and serve at the schools and what have you, somehow that's discrimination. Not wishing death on anyone like they do. You think if Obama got shot or got sick or was in an accident, do you really believe that many on the right would be praying for his death? I don't think so. I mean, I know people that would, don't get me wrong. But no, but what I just saw with President Trump, a husband, a father, the president of the country, a human being. Isn't it funny that Nancy Pelosi When it came to MS-13, here's a crime group that kills kids, that kills people, that maims and tortures. That's the way they get their power. That's the way they get their strength in communities. She got mad at Trump for calling them animals, but you can call Trump anything you want to. She doesn't care. Shows you the hypocrisy of the left. It never stops. And we can go on and on and on with the money they want to give to illegals but won't give to Americans. American people that have been paying taxes for decades in some cases. So if you really want to know what they stand for, look at what they're doing. Don't look at what they're saying. Look at what they're doing. When they're talking about caring for all Americans, remember, they consider illegals Americans. Well, undocumented workers, but they can't call them all undocumented workers. See, that's kind of a, isn't that kind of a politically incorrect term, too? Because if you're calling them undocumented workers, well, you're talking about farm workers, field workers, right? They don't all do that kind of work. We've got illegals in California that are attorneys. How? I don't know. Think about something. Somebody who has been sworn to uphold the law, the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, takes that bar exam and passes it, raises their hand, agrees to support or to uphold the Constitution of the state and the country, shouldn't they turn themselves in right afterward? They're breaking the law. I'm just asking. I mean, think about what they're saying. Play it out in your head. They need to turn themselves in immediately. But they don't, because the law isn't real for them on the left. The law is a suggestion, a nice thought, something that some people do. They sure as heck don't understand the person who goes to church every Sunday. No, really, I'm not just putting them down. They don't understand that you believing in a higher power that you can't, you know, taste, see, touch, feel, whatever. That just goes right over their head, scares them. Remember, for quite some time, they were talking about how we needed help. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Colorado sees record-breaking voter turnout, 24 times the rate of 2016. There's been a surge in the number of ballots returned to Colorado, with more than 430,000 votes cast, according to the Secretary of State's office. So, again, this is going to be a big deal, which is why we have to keep such track of legal and, well, illegal voting, because there's going to be a lot of it, no question about it. Colorado seeing record turnout, Griswold, the Colorado's Secretary of State, said. As of yesterday, over 300,000 Coloradans have voted, with 24 times more than that in 2016 at this point. Democrats have been quick to submit ballots with more than 198,000 votes cast, while Republicans have submitted just over 87,000. Now, some are going, oh, my God, they're not coming out. No, that's not it. They're going to turn out the polls. That's where they're going to be. They want to make sure that everything gets in the way they want it in. And Colorado's used universal mail-in voting since 2013. That means the recent surge is not a result of the increased request for mail-in ballots, but more so because of the coronavirus pandemic. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot more coming up after the break. It's all Joe for the hour, and I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about, mostly about the loving left. No, seriously. About how much they say they care about us and they, you know, they want the right thing. No, they don't. They don't. As long as it's their right thing, as long as it's said the way they want it said, then you're fine. Otherwise, not so much. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. If you got to leave, you can always catch us online at TheRealSide.com. It's TheRealSide.com.